Good morning, everybody. Thank you for kicking things off so beautifully. Okay, we've got almost 100 people on the line, so that's quite a few. Do we have anybody that, real quick, that was at the HBM / Business Fundamental last weekend?
Seattle, I was.
Kathy Clark. Kathy, can you do us a favor and talk over all the other background noise? Once you start talking, I think it speaks it out, but maybe not. It does on my end.
Okay. Kevin Seymour was really my fourth or fifth time.
I wanted them. Hey, Kathy, if you want to, until Terry joins us, if you want to hang up and call back in on the host line, because I know you have that number, why don't we do that?
Okay, we'll do.
And that way we can hear.
Okay.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
I thought I might be able to try a fast one, but I think we proved the point last week that it just doesn't work with so many wonderful people on the line and then so many households represented on one conference call line that there's just too much stuff going on in our lives to think that we could, have that many people on a line at the same time and not be, you know, sheer chaos with the background noises. So I know Terry will be joining us soon, and in the meantime we'll get Kathy to share with us what it was like. There's a whole new, and for those of you who have not been to the revised, revamped version of Human Being More / Business Fundamental Training, it's a day and a half for the what used to be 2 days, we saw Silver Training years ago, and then the second day, on the last half of the day, what we do in 4 hours is cram about, 8 to 12 hours worth of just regular business fundamental training to get people either launched or to give you the perspective on what we should be doing in our businesses. So, Kathy, you've been to Human Being More before. What was it like this time, this go-around?
This time, they've made some changes, very, very positive changes. It was awesome. We had a day and a half of working on the what we knew as Humans Being More, and then a half a day working on this is what you do to get your business going.
Okay, now, Kathy, you've been in for a while, so what was the aha of this is what you do to get your business rolling?
Pretty much the focus, and I discovered through this whole process how much I'd grown, and it was really fantastic to see how much I've grown just in the past year, but also discovered a little bit of what has been the holdup from going forward this year. Pretty much the aha was thinking about realizing the numbers. If you have a big goal, you're trying to go silver, you're trying to go gold, the numbers of people that you really do need to talk to and
okay.
In a short amount of time.
So let me ask you this, and you're used to asking me this, you're used to having me ask this question on Saturday morning on a regular basis on our rhythm accountability portion of this call. What did you do differently from when you got home Sunday night to this morning in your business activities that you immediately implemented from last weekend?
I immediately looked at who I wanted to talk to.
Okay.
Why did I want to talk to them?
Okay.
And based on who I wanted to talk to and why I wanted to talk to them, which tools out of my little tool bag did I feel would work best with each person?
Okay. Okay.
So I set out going like that.
Very good. Very, very good.
It's like pulling it all together, and it was goosebumps.
So last question, and I think Terry's on the line with us. Would you recommend, even for somebody who's been to Humans Being More before, would you recommend them taking in at least even the Sunday afternoon portion of that?
By all means. And,
okay.
You know, for repeat attendees, it's only $49. I think every time we have the opportunity to go to humans being more, regardless of what rank we are, we should do it. It's only $49.
Yeah. Good. Well, I would echo that and exactly say absolutely to what you just said. It's only $49. And there's snacks involved, too, if I remember correctly. And that always gets me interested, you know, when it's why do I go to a wedding? Why does Vance Rogers go to a wedding? Because there's food. I have other reasons, too. But anyways, well, thank you, Kathy Clark, Bronze Wellness Consultant, soon to be Silver, from Seattle, Washington area, and former guest host of the Rhythm Accountability portion of our Saturday call. And, Terry, are you on the line with us? Please say yes. You know, why does he do that to me? We had a wonderful conversation a few days ago about what we were going to talk about today, and I usually never do that. I usually never have to talk about what we're going to talk about because we just get into it, and it turns out to be wonderful fun.
I left messages on both lines, Vance.
Well, maybe he stiffed me. Maybe the kids got the best of him because I don't know how good Terry's ability is to be Mr. Mom with three. I know he tackled two pretty well, but three, you got to come up with a whole new, you know, zone defense and you know, all kinds of different plays to rush at him. But, you know, when it's two on two, you know, it's man to man. But two on three, with Terry and Aaron together, then it's a different scenario. But one on three, well, he's going to have to pull out a whole new bag of tricks. So they may have got the best of them. But on that note, always running with other ideas, something that was an aha for me this week, and we got this in the email from Niken yesterday regarding the... what would you call that? The what did they call it? Kind of an extra bonus kicker for people who have qualified and earned. I wouldn't say won because you definitely work for it. That qualified and earned a portion or all of the upcoming convention in October. And now we will actually have the opportunity to earn Niken bucks on top of that. So if you have any questions concerning that, check out the little Niken Buck section on the website, or just look at the email. If you already deleted it, well, then go back to the email and or go back to the website and check that out. Another thought that occurred to me, and right now today we are 4 weeks away from our next Rhythm event. And as I mentioned last week, and I already mentioned this morning, that Niken is going to give us an opportunity as attendees for something. We don't know if, you know, and Mom, chime in here because you had, I wrote it down in one way, but, and you were on the, not only on the Royal Diamond call, and they talked about this, but also on the Leadership Council call. We're not looking at a new product here. The best we can try and listen between the lines and in your involvement, what Niken is putting together is just to really give us, what a special opportunity as attendees of this event, correct?
That's correct.
You want to elaborate?
not a new product, but they're doing something special for the people that show up. And they didn't give us details of what that was going to be, but there was enough enthusiasm about it that I know that you don't want to miss it, and it will be the only way that it will happen is if you're in attendance that day. So barring total unforeseen things, it's important for you to be there that day.
Well, and I think that the biggest thing is what we can do today. Again, looking at the calendar, and, you know, we utilize the Rhythm event as a quarterly, you know, base point to build from. Now, of course, The next 90-day cycle starts on August 1st, just in less than a week. It starts next Friday. And then, you know, basically 3 weeks into that, we have this Rhythm event to kind of get us all on the same page. What we can do from now, today, being that we're 4 weeks out, and this is what I'm going to do. This is what we are doing as far as the Rogers here in Portland, is that we've blocked out a few hours this morning, and we're going to go through, starting with the silvers and above in our organization, and then working our way down from that. And we're focusing on our geographical area. And this is something that all of us can be doing regardless of our rank. And if you want to lend some more credibility, or lend some more clout, is the word I like to use, get an upline person, someone in your upline, to assist you with this, either doing three ways or just giving them a list of names and numbers and have them call the track. So it takes, you know, you out of the loop. Here, I'm patterning this after what Pat and Suzanne Truax have done down in the Houston area. And I can't remember when they do it, but they get together as a collective group of leaders, whether it's Crossline or their own, it doesn't matter, but they get together at one home and spend an evening, like a couple hours, and everybody brings their cell phones, obviously, and makes sure they got plenty of battery juice and minutes and all that stuff. But they actually swap lists of people, and they'll go through and call all of their key players in their area and say, hey, just want to remind you, on such and such date, we've got this rhythm event happening, and just so you know, this is what we can expect, you know, on and on and on. And basically, they're doing an all-out massive phone campaign, much like any political party does on a regular basis to try and get people to come out to vote. And we see this happen. We get the calls all the time, and come this November, you know, September, October, we're going to get even more of them. The whole premise is making contact. Don't rely on the email that you think people are going to read and get all excited about because you put a few details. Those are great. I mean, don't even rely on something that you mail, which is another wonderful thing, to take the printed flyer and take about 20 or 30 of them and put the hand notes on them. Another, again, something that we're going to do here, and print the flyer for your event and spend the money, you know, so you may have to spend 20 or 30 bucks in postage to get those. I'll tell you, there's something to be said when you get something in the mail now in the 21st century that has a handwritten note on it saying, hey, you know, Tom, I know that you're simply a you know, wholesale customer with Nikan, or you're one of our new members. I really think you'll enjoy this event. And, you know, put another sentence in there, something like, you know, we've got Nikan has assured us there's going to be some special opportunity that for attendees only. Use that same premise for calling them. And if you're serious about not only boosting the numbers for your rhythm event in your area, but also launching your business and getting things for the next rhythm really up and running so that you can go to Orlando and celebrate what you accomplished in both August and September, and then leading, segueing right into October up to the convention, the real key, I believe here, is making a decision. You're going to go, number one, to your rhythm event, and then number two, how many people do you want to take with you? Most of the rhythm events that I've looked online, the guests are free. And there's always drawings and raffles of either products or different things to really make it worth their while that are catered, you know, that are geared towards guests. So, again, something that I'm doing personally, I'm not saying that I'm raising the bar, setting the plumb line, but just a personal goal of mine, I want to go with a van load of people. Okay, our van has a capacity of 7 people, so that's myself and 6 others. Well, all we have with us are guest speakers, the McDonald's, Mac and Pat. So that leaves me now, basically I can take 4 people. If I want to cram a 5th one in the back without a seatbelt, I can do that. My goal literally is to fill that van. I mean, if I have to leave a little early and pick up people and out, that's what I'm going to do. What's it going to take to fill that van? Well, obviously I'm going to have to call more than just 4 people. So keep that in mind. It's no different than a local weekly wellness preview. It's like we've got to go through the numbers. And exactly what Kathy just talked about, her aha of the business fundamental training last weekend, is that the sheer importance of the numbers. And it's not, I hate the phrase, just going through the numbers. It drives me absolutely crazy. We don't go through numbers. We don't process people. People are not objects to be processed. We need to look at the relationships we have and find out, as Valerie Aloisio pointed out several weeks ago, lead with the need. Find out what people are looking for, because I've had several of our dear friends who are on AutoShip tell me, Vance, I'm not into meetings. It's bad enough that my spouse has, you know, has to work hard to drag me to church every weekend, but I don't like going to meetings or conferences or seminars. And so that was, you know, if I failed to listen to that, then I missed the point.
I would.
So, anyways, just some food for thought. Today is a good day to launch that, to start calling people. And I know that we've got Terry on the call because I can hear that illustrious voice. And so what we're going to do is, what we'll do today will be a commercial for next week when we have both Terry and Aaron. In the remaining time that we have left, about 20 minutes, we're going to hammer out a couple quick thoughts here. So, Terry, good morning. Welcome to the call. Okay, Terry, that's your point where you get to talk. Oh, come on. Come on. Mom, that was not, that was Terry's voice, right? Or was that Dad trying to act like Terry Latham?
I don't know whether it was or not.
I heard it, a definite Terry Latham voice.
I wanted to have this, you know, diamond on this morning.
Oh, no. Okay, it's one of our other, it's Harold Walkup. I mistakenly there. So, Harold, you're on the line. But, Harold, since you're on the line, don't run away from me, okay? Because I'm going to ask you some questions because you kind of have a forte in doing what we just talked about. Harold, you are
okay.
On. There we go. Okay, don't
I
be
shy. I didn't know I was on.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's, no, we roll with this. It's kind of like all week long, we didn't have really any fire calls happening in the Corbett area where we live, and then yesterday we had four within 3 hours, one right after the other, and it's kind of like we just roll from one to the other. And just a little side note, a little caveat here, for all those out there who are diabetics, either type 1 or type 2, I feel for you now. Having to pin down a gal yesterday who had a diabetic seizure, I guess you would call that. All the more reason why, if you're not a diabetic, why you don't want to become one. Because monitoring blood sugar levels and keeping things at the right, this is not a fun experience for me. It'll go down in one as, well, we referred to the call as the screamer. Almost thought I had to do a little bit of, what would you call that, casting out of spirits. Because it was such a violent experience. But anyway, we roll on this call the same way we did yesterday with our fire calls. So, Harold, you've done very, very well since March when you went full-time with Nikan. You retired, I think it was March, you retired from the position you had, and you're now kind of enjoying a different quality of life. And one of the things that you and I have talked about, both on the call and in person, is what Kathy alluded to, is the responsibility that we have to, as far as the sheer numbers of calls, of contacts that we need to make in order for our business to grow. And you've had a measurable amount of success in doing this. I'm curious, looking at a month from now for the Rhythm event, What will you do to get people there?
Well, I think just exactly what you were talking about this morning. We need to call, but not only call, you need to make contacts several different ways. It's just like when you talk to someone, some people hear things better than they read, some people read better than they hear. So if you have, you know, a phone call, email, and then a personal note, I think those all three certainly increase your chances of someone, you know, reading, understanding, and listening to what you're having to say and will be willing to come to the event. So I was listening to you this morning about the call. Oh, I think that's an excellent idea. We have a nice tight group here in Portland, have a great downline, great upline, obviously. And,
thank you. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
I'm talking about your mom.
You know, and there's a thought occurred to my head, something I learned early on as a kid, okay, and this is kind of scary for some of us to admit this, but I was introduced to network marketing as a 10-year-old. Back when my parents join Shackley, and they would literally drag us to all these different seminars that they would host or be a part of here in the Portland area. And when guest speakers came in, it was always fun as a kid to listen to some of these people and what they're saying, because a lot of the majority, 99% of the principles that they were teaching, you could apply just to regular old life. And so as a young kid, I kind of got a secondary education apart from what I was getting at the local school system. And one of the things I learned from a gentleman, and this may have been in person or it may have been on a cassette tape, a gentleman by the name of Norman Pallmeyer, who I believe his background was in the insurance industry, and he said, you know, on average, it takes 4 to 7 contacts with somebody before they feel comfortable with you. And, Harold, what you're talking about is, you know, making a phone call, sending him a flyer, and then another, you know, a third one, a personal note, or using an email as well, so that would be 4. Making multiple contacts with somebody, with a person about an event, really does, because as adults, we can only retain so much information, and for you to comprehend, or for you to feel that somebody's comprehended everything the first go around is not the case. So, Harold, what are you doing? And I'm putting you on the spot here. We know when the rhythm events are happening. This one is August 23rd. The next one, I believe, is November 22nd. So we can use that as a fail-safe method. What is some of the response? Now, I don't know if you've even started to invite people, but you've brought on some people in the last couple months. What are some of the things that you're saying to them? And you may or may not have known anything about what's coming at this rhythm event, other than that it's our quarterly snapshot from the corporate side of things. What are you saying to people to make sure that they get there?
Well, you know, for people who don't know me, I'm very laid back. I joke a lot. I build relationships, and that's really what I do. I want people to be able to both understand what McCann is all about and to trust me that what I tell them is really the honest truth. And so that's what I do. I drip on people all the time. I contact people left and right. I call them again. And I also run into people who are now telling me, oh, I either was in McCann 8, 9, 10 years ago, or I used products and I didn't know there was a business. So, again, it's that information that just keeps coming over and over again that eventually somebody, you know, has an aha with that. And they come on board and they become part of my downline and we get them to rhythm events. And I think we had eight of our just local new people at the rhythm event last time.
Wow. Now, you didn't use this word, but this is something Jim Curry and I use all the time, is a recycled person. Now, that sounds terrible, but being that we're, you know, into this whole green thing that we like to recycle everything, a recycled person is someone exactly like what you just said. They were part of Nikon. Maybe they purchased something. I just sold a Queen sleep system to somebody in Hawaii that used to, I don't even know if they were a wellness consultant or a distributor, but they purchased something from somebody in Florida. And my first question when they got sent to me was, well, why don't you go back? Because I don't try and pirate people, but I simply asked the question, why don't you go back to the person that you originally said, well, I don't have their information. Well, I'm not going to say, well, let me help you find them so I can lose a sale. That would be foolish. But finding out what their need was. Harold, do you have the ability to remember all these details of each person you're talking to in your head, or do you use a filing system or a computer program?
Oh, I use a 3x5 card system, and I use computer program also.
Okay.
I try and double everything up.
As a backup, which is a fantastic thing. So you don't rely on the fact of, oh, I'll remember that detail that they told me that their 12-year-old daughter is really struggling with asthma.
Oh, no. Even when I meet people and get their business card, I write on the back of the business card right then who it was and what it was about. Because,
uh-huh,
you know, if you meet 4 or 5 people, you get them mixed up.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it.
And there's there's nothing wrong with, as you're talking to them, you jotting notes, and they look, and I've had people look at me and say, what are you doing? Well, I'm simply jotting myself a note because even though my brain is great and I do have and operate a healthy mind as part of our 5 pillars, you may not want to say all that junk, but I've done that before, and people look at me like, "What? Who is this freak?" But simply telling them, hey, I don't know if I'll be able to remember all these details in a couple of days, so I just want to make some, you know, jot some notes ahead. They're not going to be offended.
Right. No, I don't think I've ever had anyone comment that, you know, don't write that down or anything like that. I mean, you know, again, it's being open and honest. If you are, then they're going to trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me ask you this, Harold. And I'm putting you on the spot here, and I know you weren't prepared for to be the person that I was going to take shots at this morning. That was supposed to be Kerry Latham, and again, we'll beat up on him next week.
I take shots at you all the time.
It takes a wife to keep some of us in line, and obviously Kerry set that example. Looking at, again, 4 weeks from now, do you have a goal of how many people? And this is another question that often, you know, people say, well, I don't know if I can make it. That's such a far away. Well, if you're concerned about the gas, I heard a statistic that my brother shared with me 2 days ago that 13% of our population here now in the U.S. has just given up driving because of the price of gas. 17% are more aware, so they're, you know, actually conglomerating errands together rather than, you know, running to the post office and coming back home, and then 2 hours later then going to the grocery store and then coming back. They're starting to actually think. And 70% of our population hasn't even affected them at all. With that in mind, Harold, what do you do because our rhythm events, I mean, we both reside in the Portland metro area, and it's at the Salem Convention Center, which is a good, from you, probably 45 minutes or so. For me, it's a little more. When people say, oh, that's a long way to drive, what do you say to them?
Oh, I always say, a bunch of us are getting together going down. Let's carpool. You can go in my car. I'll take you. I mean, I always offer that.
And did you take people to the last one that was in Salem?
I did not. I was teaching a class that late afternoon. I was not going to have any time to take somebody back to their house or whatever, so I did not.
Oh, so your people, you actually forced them to drive themselves?
I did. That was before gas. I mean, that gas was only like $3.94 at that time.
Now it's like at some places, I think I paid $3.99 the other day. Oh, my
goodness. Yes.
But again, you guys, for those of us who remember, you know, one of the greatest ways to get people to a wellness preview is making the appointment, setting the date, and then showing up at their doorstep. The likelihood of them, and I've done this before, and it's so much fun when people say, oh, you'll give me a ride? Well, sure. I got to go as well, and I'll tell you what, maybe if there's time afterwards, we'll, you know, grab dessert or grab a coffee or something, and I don't drink, but, you know, you make that offering for them, and people tend to get excited, or exactly as Harold just said, right, there's a bunch of us, we're going to carpool down, you know, kind of make a party of it.
Vance, a lot of it is the way you ask also. I typically don't say, would you like me to pick you up? I'll say, if it's 7:30, why don't I drop by about 7 o'clock, and we'll have, you know, coffee before, or we'll do something beforehand, and we'll stop and do that on the way back, you know, that sort of thing. So I really don't say, can I pick you up? I say, I will pick you up.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and many people have heard me share this before, and it bears repeating, because with the 100-plus people that we have on the call right now, there's going to be several of us that have never heard this from this perspective, but something, again, I learned early on, and this one came from Dave Stoltzfus, is that, and I don't remember who he picked it up from, but I always give him credit because I learned it from him. There's four motivators that will motivate somebody to want to be a part of something. And the number one reason is recognition. And remember that. When we're talking to people about NECAN and they start seeing that, they look at the marketing plan or the compensation plan, and wow, you go up these ranks, and, you know, I'll bet, and you show them a magazine. And you say, well, this person right here, you know, on the cover of the magazine, Joan Spear, recently achieved what we call the diamond status. And that would be like a vice president or, you know, somebody at the upper echelon of the company. And this magazine goes out to, well, a whole lot of people in North America. And so they'll see who Joan Spear is, or Joni, as she referred to herself the other day on the phone when I was talking to her. The bottom line is, number one is recognition. Number two is because there's a cause. Now, a cause simply, well, is wellness a cause? Absolutely. Do we have the responsibility to impact our world and our community around ourselves with wellness? Absolutely. And you know, give people the opportunity to be part of a cause. The third one is because there's food involved. And these are in, you know, order, okay? You've got recognition as the number one motivator. Number two is because there's a cause. Number three is because there's food involved. One of the things that Kay Bridges does here in our local area for our rhythm event is she invites people to join her afterwards, brown bag it, and we're going to go to the park. You know, not often do we have great days. But usually in August, it's going to be nice, and we don't have humidity here in the Northwest, which is one of our benefits. So afterwards, a bunch of people are going from the rhythm event over to the park, which is right next door, and they're just going to sit around and enjoy brown bag lunch. Another thing, because there's food involved, and I already mentioned, you know, why does Vance Rogers go to weddings? Because, well, I get to sample some of the best cakes in the world, and I can tell you I've sampled some that weren't so good. But the last reason, I'll stay on track here, is because there's money to be made. Those are your four motivators: recognition, cause, food, and money to be made. And they're in that order. Money to be made, is, you'd think it would be a higher motivator. It is for me. It was at the very beginning of my Nikan career. However, it's not the main motivator. And when you look at the top two, you allow people to be recognized. So when you take your guests to that event, and when you get recognized for bringing them, or they're given a, you know, raffle ticket for a door prize, make sure you, here's the big thing, make sure you recognize them for who they are. A great tip to do that is when you're there, make sure you introduce them to several other key people. When you do that, you're recognizing them.
Hello?
And, yes. So anyway, those are four things to remember, four reasons why people want to become associated with something. So when we're inviting people there, and let's key in on what Kathy shared as far as going through the numbers, and then what Harold just talked about is we've got to personalize it. Make some notes down on pieces of paper or 3x5 cards or a computer program, whatever you have to do. If we all will make that commitment, let's raise the bar simply saying, hey, how big is my car? Okay, it's a 5-passenger, so it'll take me out of the equation. So I've got room for 4 more people. Who are the 4 people that I think it would be fun to spend that day or a portion of that day? Some of the events are an all-day event. Some of them are just a few hours long. Now, obviously, as Harold pointed out, if you've got another scheduling conflict or another event that you have to be a part of, you obviously can't take a carload and then expect them to, you know, be on their own to get their way back home. However, you can make arrangements, and it's really kind of fun to do that. And the other recognition factor that takes place in a carpool setting like that is that people get to know each other on the way down. So, yes. Good morning, Mr. Latham.
Oh, keep going. It's a lot of fun.
We did a great job segueing up to you a couple different times between my mom and Kathy Clark up in Seattle and then Harold Walk up here in Portland. And did the kids get the best of you this morning?
Well, but yes. Yes. Just leave it. I have three kids with the sniffles. I'm here by myself. My wife's at the spa. I was outside with the kids, put my son down, my baby. Come back inside, hear the phone ringing, ran back outside, caught my middle girl drinking rainwater with mixed with dirt. And for everybody listening, I am 1,000% apologetic. Anyway. Sorry, Vance, I would have called to me, but it is. You can hear everybody call me right now. Oh, but you know, it's a great business, home-based business, and you know, I have a lot of fun over here. You know, like you've heard me say many times that I built this business this way we could be home and be a dad, and the joys of being a dad sometimes is great.
Yeah, well, I have many thoughts. I remember an old college roommate of mine whose wife went away for the first time to a women's retreat, and he kept assuring her, saying, "Look it, honey, it'll be fine. It'll be fine." She's like, "I don't know. I'm going to call home every couple hours." So she goes home the first time. She's like, what's going on? Well, our oldest, I turned away for a few seconds and I caught him in the fireplace brushing his teeth with the ashes. She's like, I'm on my way home now. No, it's okay, I got it handled. Yeah, I can tell you've got it handled. So these things happen. But Terry, next week, Aaron won't be at the spa, and so we've got both of you that are going to be sharing some of the things that you guys are doing, not only what you've done to build your business to be the top producer in North America, not volume-wise and not income-wise, but simply as far as, in order to receive the Wellness Consultant of the Year, and we'll cover this next week as well so people really understand, it's based on production. That you brought on the most amount of silvers in that 12-month period. You sponsored the most people in the organization. You had the most amount of preferred customers. It was, you hit the top. And this is also the same criteria that NECAM uses to select the leadership council in the different rank, among the different ranks. From, is it platinums and above? Diamonds or whatever it is.
President's Club.
President's Club and above. So, you guys will be sharing that next week, and then also you can decide how much you want to share with what has come out of your HBM/Business Fundamental training last weekend in Austin, Texas, where Mike DiMuccio, Royal Diamond from Toronto, Ontario, was your guest speaker, and you guys got to spend some time together. When I say you guys, you and Mike and Rick Murphy. And collectively, I know you and Rick kind of had a few ahas of some stuff that you're doing, and I'm going to let you decide how much of that you want to make known for people to see. Basically, kind of an idea of, could I say culturally or systematically where our culture is going as far as how we do network marketing?
All the above, yeah.
All the above. Because the old style that, you know, I grew up with inviting people to a weekly meeting, well, times are changing. And, you know, it's, you know.
I think even from that call, Vance, and just we talk later, but you might want to invite him back on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd be foolish not to. Okay. And let me just put it to you guys this way, and something that I believe I shared on the call, and we'll finish with this, is that at the MBA event, which was in January, right? And
yes.
Terry, did you ever find out what MBA meant, what we were down there for?
I don't know. I'm just told, but I have an MBA now.
Which, when I say that, because I never went to real college. I went to Bible school and studied to be a pastor. But at that MBA event, one of the evenings, I believe it was Friday night, during the cathartic time where people were just stepping up, there was 98 of us in the room, or 96, and people one after another were stepping up and saying, you know, I need to ask forgiveness for this, and you know, I really kind of blew it in this area, and I stepped on some people's toes, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And one of the statements I guess somebody said was, how come we can't get our stuff to NECAM, or what would it be like if we, all the systems and the methods that we're using to build our business, get that to NECAM, and the NECAM could give us a generic template or a business training model. And Doug Braun stood there and said, well, yeah, we'd love to have it. And at that moment, and without even missing a beat, Mike DiMuccio took his memory stick or JPEG, whatever you want to call it, with this whole entire system that he's been using to build this business, and something that you guys may or may not know, that Mike was the original conceiver of the 90-day cycle, and he talked about that when we had him on the call a couple months ago, that's the rhythm that he used from day one to bring in 26 people in his first month in the business. But he took that memory stick, and he tossed it to Doug Braun at that point and said, there you go. It's all there.
Right.
And at that moment, there was literally a transition. And this is, again, this is 7 or 6 months ago. This is back in January. And to see where it's evolved to now and even got more validity to that program, to what he's doing with that. So we'll talk a little bit about that next month, or next week. But really have the opportunity to hear from Erin as well, and she can explain to us why Vance Rogers should have never, ever scheduled her husband on a morning.
Hey, man, you know what's funny? You know, I live out, we live on 5 acres out here and stuff, and I have my kid by myself. My dad just drove up, jumped over my gate to make sure everything's okay, because he's on your call this morning. My wife's called me, my brothers are calling me, making sure that I hadn't been buried by my kids.
The Latham Ranch is burning down.
Oh, wow, it's fun.
And it's all because Terry thought he could, you know, multitask and spin a few more plates at the same time. So that'll be next Saturday. And I'll apologize on Terry's behalf there. So you guys are geared up and you had somebody on the call this morning. I know there's people on the call that are just checking Meekin out and they thought, well, hey, I'll jump on this one and get to hear from, you know, the wellness consultant of the year. What do you call that title again? Terry, you have an acronym for it.
Oh, no, it's what they put on the website. It's
the Consultant of the Year, the CODY, C-O-T-Y. I'm like, okay.
I will name my third son CODY. Well, we did. But like I said, I want to let everybody know. Families need to stay together. For goodness sakes. Men, we can't do this alone, and you know, trying to multitask, we can do a lot of different things, but taking care of our children, we do a great job, but sometimes we let other things fly aside. Now, like I said, I want to apologize to everybody, and next week we'll definitely bring the flavor and what we'll discuss next week, in accordance also to what you were talking about. I mean, I won't get into too much about it, but, you know,
it'll be a power-packed 40-minute call for sure.
Oh man, this stuff that will come across, it's big stuff.
And you know, I think the treat for me is having Aaron on the call, because we, you know, for those of us out there for the last several years who have utilized the Pathfinder program and tapped into your Monday night call, we hear you a lot as a facilitator and as the one who, you know, has led that call. And the real fun, for me, the treat is always, whether in person or on the phone or via video, is hearing and seeing Aaron. And
well, you know, Vance, just to let everybody know, to make sure they get a lot of people on the call, last Thursday, Aaron had been talking about doing a women's inspirational network, and it is all around Meekin. Now, her leverage is to get people to follow into Meekin. That's another way to look at things. And her style is a little bit different than mine, but she did a network and had a business owners, women business owners. And it got out, and she thought about six people would come. We're going to do it at our house. She found a location that would let them come in for free, because they said this would be great marketing for them. Come last Thursday, people called her, and this is about a month and a half ago, she thought about doing this. About last Thursday, people called and said, you going to do this? And she goes, oh, man. And she totally forgot about it. So she sent out an e-bike. And she knew some other small business owners around the area now, one in each industry only, okay? But she sent it out, and it went to over 70 people. 60 people came. They're all fired up, and they all said, but she'll, and now, here's the thing, the next morning, I had a workout with a group of people, and everybody was talking about was that network, and it's already spreading all over the place. And this would be a great thing for people to definitely bump it out. And Aaron can share how she did this and how it's really spreading like a wildfire right now.
Mm-hmm. Again, and the beauty of it is utilizing our God-given talent and the creativity that all of us have for an idea or a concept and running with it. And just because Aaron Latham did this doesn't mean you're going to have to do it. But what are the ideas that are kind of stirring in your mind? Or maybe there are no ideas. And you're like, oh, I could do that. Why don't I get on the phone and invite a bunch of it? And you may have to leverage somebody else in upline of contact, somebody that you can say, hey, I've invited this person, and they are a former owner of a construction company, and yet they've been part of the industry that I'm working with now for the last 30 years. I'm just off the cuff. I'm using someone like my dad. And but, you know, 30 years construction industry, and then, you know, 30 years in the network marketing industry, and he's going to be sharing some of the basic business principles that he's used to maintain, you know, da 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 da, whatever it has to be. But the key is doing something and inviting people and launching it. So, great. Okay, well, that'll be next week.
Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend and look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning as well. So have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.